Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint by Sing Shong. Translated by Rainbow Turtle and a Passing Wanderer. Performed by Memes. Chapter 1, Prologue. Three Ways to Survive in a Ruined World. There are three ways to survive in a ruined world. I have forgotten some of them now. However, one thing is certain. You, who are currently reading these words, will survive. Three ways to survive in a ruined world. Complete. A web novel platform filled the screen of my old smartphone. I scrolled down and then up again. How many times have I been doing this? Really? This is the end? I looked again, and the complete was unmistakable. The story was over. Three Ways to Survive in a Ruined World. Author, TLS 123. 3,149 chapters. Three Ways to Survive in a Ruined World was a feature-length fantasy novel with 3,149 chapters. Its shortened name was Ways of Survival. I have been steadily reading this novel since the third year of middle school, even when I was bullied by delinquents at my school, even when I had to enter a third-rate local university since I screwed up my entrance exams, even when I was assigned to a military unit at the front line since the damn military draft lottery went wrong, and even now, working as a contractor for a large subsidiary, still without a full-time job. Damn it. Let's stop thinking about this. Anyway. Author's words. Thank you so much for reading Ways of Survival up till here. I will come back to you with an epilogue. The epilogue still remains. Then the next chapter is really the last one. From the end of my childhood all the way to adulthood, a long journey, spanning over 10 years, I felt a mixture of desolation that a world was coming to an end, along with a sense of fulfillment from finally being able to reach the conclusion of that world. I opened the comment box for the last chapter and rewrote a sentence several times. Kim Dokja. Writer, thank you for everything in the meantime. I'm looking forward to the epilogue. They were sincere sentences. Ways of Survival was my life's novel. It wasn't the most popular, but it was the best novel for me. There were many words I wanted to say, but I couldn't write them. I was afraid that my careless words would hurt the writer. An average of 1.9 hits per chapter. An average of 1.08 comments. This was the average popularity index of Ways of Survival. The number of views for the first chapter was 12,000, but it fell to 120 for the 10th chapter, and then 12 by the 50th chapter. By the time it was the 100th chapter, it was only 1. Hits equal 1. I was overwhelmed by the feeling I got when I saw the numerous ones that appeared next to the list of chapters. In some cases, there was a 2, but it was likely someone pressing the wrong button. Thank you. The author published a novel with more than 3,000 chapters with just 1 hit per chapter over a period of 10 years. It was truly a story just for me. I pressed on the recommendation board and immediately started tapping on my keyboard. I have a dope novel to recommend. The author wrote me a free, completed novel, so I should give him a recommendation. I clicked on the completed button, and the comments quickly appeared. It looks like a new ante. I searched for this person's ID, and they recommended the same novel several times. Isn't his recommendation banned? The author shouldn't do this here. Belatedly, it occurred to me that I wrote a recommendation a few months ago. In an instant, dozens of comments were covered with rhetoric such as attention seeker or dumbass. My face became flushed. I was sure the author would also read this, so I hurriedly tried to delete my post, but I only got a message saying it couldn't be deleted because it had already been reported. There was a bitter taste in my mouth at the thought that the sincerely written recommendation ended up becoming a stain on the novel's reputation. If they even looked a little bit, why didn't anyone try reading the interesting novel? I wanted to give a donation to the writer, but I couldn't afford it because I was a salary worker barely able to make a living. Then I received a notification that a message has arrived. TLS-123. Thank you. A message flew in from out of nowhere. It took me a while to grasp the situation. Kim Dokja. The author? TLS-123. It was the author of Ways of Survival. TLS-123. I was able to complete it to the end thanks to you. I also won the competition. I couldn't believe it. Ways of Survival won a competition? Kim Dokja. Congratulations. What is the competition? TLS-123. You won't know it because it is an unknown competition. I wondered if he lied because he was ashamed, but I wanted it to be true. Perhaps I really didn't know. It might be a big hit on other platforms. I was a little sad, but it was good to have an excellent story spreading. TLS-123. I would like to send a special gift to you as a thank you. Kim Dokja. Gift? TLS-123. It is thanks to my dear reader that this story has come into the world. I gave the writer my email address as he asked. TLS-123. Ah, right. I got the monetization schedule. Kim Dokja. Wow, really? When will it start? This masterpiece should have been paid from the beginning. It was a lie. The Ways of Survival was a daily series, so I would have had to spend 3,000 won a month. 3,000 won was one convenience store lunch for me. TLS-123. The monetization starts tomorrow. Kim Dokja. Then the epilogue coming tomorrow will be paid? TLS-123. Yes, I'm afraid you will need to pay for it. Kim Dokja. Of course, I have to pay. I will buy the last one. After that, there was no reply from the author. It looked like they logged out of the site. A sense of despondency settled in. Were they leaving without even replying now that they were successful? My admiration turned to petty jealousy. What was I so excited about? It wasn't like I had written the novel anyway. Will they give me a gift certificate? It'd be nice if it has around 50,000 won. Those were the naive thoughts I had back then. I knew nothing about what would happen to the world the next day. Chapter 2, Episode 1, Starting the Paid Service, 1. I'm Dokja. I usually introduced myself to people like this, and then the following misunderstanding would occur. Oh, are you an only child? I am, but that isn't what I mean. Huh, then? My name is Dokja, Kim Dokja. My father gave me that name so I'd become a strong man even if I was on my own. However, thanks to this name that my father gave me, I was simply living as a single man, unremarkable in my loneliness. In short, my life was like this. Kim Dokja, 28 years old, single. My hobby was reading web novels on the subway while going to and from work. At this rate, you'll get sucked into your smartphone. In a noisy subway, I raised my head reflexively. A pair of curious eyes were staring straight at me. They belonged to an employee from the human resources team, Yusanga. Hello, I greeted her. Are you going home from work? Yes, what about Yusangashi? I was lucky, the manager went on a business trip today. Yusanga sat down as the seat next to me became vacant. A subtle scent came from her shoulders, making me nervous. Do you normally take the subway? That? Yusanga made a dark expression. Come to think of it, this was the first time I'd met Yusanga on the subway train. Starting with personal manager Kang to finance manager Han, there were rumors that Yusanga had men from the company driving her home every workday. Yet, unexpected words came from Yusanga's mouth. Someone stole my bicycle. Bicycle? You commute by bike? Yes, it's because I've been getting less and less exercise since I've been working overtime a lot lately, and because there was also a bit of an annoying matter. Things like that were why. Aha, so that's how it was.
Yusanga smiled brightly. Seeing her this close, I could kind of understand why men found her attractive. But, ultimately, it didn't matter to me. The genre of every person's life was already determined, and Yusanga was someone who lived in a different genre from mine. I opened up the novel app I was reading on before, while Yusanga... What was this?
Puede prestarme dinero.
Huh?
Spanish.
I see. What does it mean?
Please give me some money,
Yusanga replied proudly. Studying on the subway while going home, she truly had a different genre from me. But where was she planning to use a phrase like that after learning it? You're working hard.
By the way, what is Dokjashi looking at?
In the moment it took me to think, oh shoot, Yusanga's gaze landed on the LCD screen of my smartphone.
Is it a novel?
Yes, well, you could say I'm studying Korean.
Wow, I also like novels. I haven't been able to read lately because I don't have time.
It was surprising. Yusanga liked reading novels?
Novels like Murakami Haruki, Raymond Carver, Han Kang.
Of course. Yusanga asked,
Dokjashi, what writers do you like?
You won't know even if I say their names.
I've read a lot of novels. Who are the authors?
At this time, it was really hard to say that I read web novels as a hobby. I glanced at the title of the novel in the app. The World After the Fall, author Sing Shangshong. I couldn't say that I was reading The World After the Fall by Sing Shangshong. It's just a fantasy novel. It's... what was it again? Right, Lord of the Rings. It's kind of like that. Yusanga's eyes widened.
Ah! The Lord of the Rings. I've also seen the movies.
Yes, the movies are good. Silence followed. Yusanga was still looking in my direction and seemed waiting for me to say something. It was getting awkward. So I decided to change the topic. It's already been 1 year since we joined the company, hasn't it? It was around this time last year, I think. Time really flies.
Yeah, you're right. Back then, the two of us had no idea what was going on, didn't we?
That's right. It seems like just yesterday, but the contract period is already over. I realized I'd said something wrong when I saw Yusanga's expression. Yusanga trailed off. I had forgotten. Yusanga received credit for a foreign buyer last month and was already promoted to a full-time employee.
That's right. That happened. My congratulations are late. Sorry about that. Maybe I should have worked hard to study a foreign language, too.
No, not at all, Dokjashi. There is still the performance review and... I didn't want to admit it, but the sight of Yusanga speaking, it was pretty cool. Her face seemed to glow with a brilliant light, as though the world's spotlight was shining down on only one person. If this world were a novel, the protagonist would likely be someone like her. In fact, it was an inevitable outcome. While I hadn't worked hard, Yusanga had. While I read web novels on the internet, Yusanga studied diligently. So it was inevitable that Yusanga would become a full-time employee and that my contract would be terminated.
Dokjashi?
Yes?
If you don't mind, should I let you know the app I'm using?
All of a sudden, Yusanga's voice sounded distant. It felt as though I was getting infinitely farther away from the world. Terrain in my mind, which felt as though it would drift away, I forced my eyes open and focused my gaze straight ahead. A boy was sitting in the seat opposite mine on the train. He looked a little over 10 years old. The boy, who held an insect collecting net in one hand, was smiling brightly as he sat next to his mother.
Dokjashi?
What would that be like if I had a life different from the one I had now? In other words, what if the genre of my life had been different?
Kim Dok?
What if the genre of my life hadn't been realism, but fantasy? Would I have been able to become the protagonist? Who knows? That was probably something I would never find out.
However, if there was one thing I did know, it was this. It's fine, Yusangashi.
Pardon?
Even if you tell me the app, it won't be any use. The genre of my life was plainly realism.
It's because a Dokja has a Dokja's life, you see? What do you...
It's just that some people are like that in life. And in this genre, I wasn't the protagonist, but a reader.
A Dokja's life?
Yusanga was wearing a grave expression, so I waved my hand a bit to show that I was really all right. I didn't really know why, but this person seemed sincerely worried about me. Well, she was from HR, so she was probably aware of my work performance already.
Dokdashi says really great things.
What?
Then, I suppose I have my own life as well. A Sangha's life.
Yusanga seemed to have decided something as she turned back to studying Spanish. I gazed at her for a while before returning to the novel. Everything had returned to normal, but strangely, my scrolling of the novel didn't go well. Maybe it was because I realized the weight of reality that I couldn't scroll down. At that time, a notification appeared at the top of my smartphone.
You have one new mail.
It was from the author of Ways of Survival. I opened the mail.
Reader name, my novel will become paid from 7 p.m. This will be helpful. Good luck. One attachment.
The author said he would give me a gift. What was the gift? Like my name, I was also a reader by nature, so I was excited to receive the mail. Yes, it wasn't bad living as a reader. I checked the time. It was 6:55 p.m. I had exactly 5 minutes before the novel became monetized at 7 p.m. Then I opened my list of preferred novels in the app. Since I was the only reader, I should leave a congratulatory comment and give strength to the author. However, the work doesn't exist. I tried typing ruin several times in the search box, but the result was the same. The bulletin board for Ways of Survival had disappeared without a trace. It was strange. Had there ever been a case of a novel being deleted without notification when it was going to be monetized? At that moment, the subway lights turned off, and the inside of the train became dark. The subway train shook loudly and let out a metallic sound. It caused Yusanga to scream and grab my arm. Then I heard the sound of other people getting stirred up. Yusanga gripped my arm so tightly that I paid more attention to the pain in my left arm than the sudden stop. It took a dozen seconds for the train to stop fully. Then I heard confused voices coming from everywhere.
What? What is this?
In the dark, one or two smartphone lights turned on. Yusanga still had my arm tightly as she asked,
"What's going on?"
I pretended to be unconcerned. "Don't worry, it isn't a big deal."
"Is that so?"
"Yes, it's probably a disturbance from a suicide. The engineer will soon make an announcement." As I finished speaking, I heard the engineer's announcement.
Telling all passengers on the train.
The loud surroundings became calm. I sighed and opened my mouth. "See, it isn't a big deal. Now an apology will air and the power will come back on."
"Everyone, run away! Run!"
"What?" There was a beeping sound, and then the broadcast turned off. The inside of the train became a mess.
"Dokjashi, what is this?"
A bright light flashed from the front of the subway train. There was a loud drumming sound followed by a pop. Something was headed this way in the darkness. It was just a coincidence that I saw the clock at this moment. 7 p.m. Tick. It felt like the world was stopping. Then I heard a voice.
"The free service of the planetary system 8612 has been terminated. The main scenario has started."
This was the moment the genre of my life changed. Chapter 3, Episode 1, Starting the Paid Service 2. Page Turn. Dokebi. The first time he appeared, someone said so. I didn't know why that sentence suddenly popped up in my head. The stopped subway train, the dark room. These details gave me a sense of déjà vu. The subway train had stopped before, but it was rare. Even so, why? I remembered the familiar words from the novel, but it was ridiculous. Was it impossible? At this moment, the door of the car 3807 opened wide, and the electricity returned. Yusanga muttered by my side.
Dokebi?
My head was ringing. I trembled uneasily as the novel I knew and the reality before me overlapped. With two small horns and wearing a small straw mat, the strange fluffy creature was floating in the air. It was too strange to call it a fairy, too evil to call it an angel, and too tranquil to call it a demon. Thus, it was called a dokebi. And I already knew the first thing the dokebi would say. Fiction and reality overlapped precisely. What is this? Augmented reality? Amidst the chattering people, I was thrown into another world alone. This was unmistakably a dokebi. The very dokebi that opened the door to the tragedy for thousands of lives and ways of survival. It was Yusanga's voice that broke me out of my thought. It sounds vaguely like Spanish. Should I talk to it? I was a bit taken aback and asked, Do you know what that is? Will you ask it for money? No, but... It was at this time that I heard the correct pronunciation of Korean.
Does this sound good? I had a hard time because the Korean patch didn't work. Everyone, can you hear my words?
As a familiar language was being spoken, I could see people's expressions relax. The first one to step up was a big man in a suit.
Hey, what are you doing right now?
Huh?
Are you filming? I have to go because I have to quickly get to an audition.
He seemed to be an obscure actor since his face was unfamiliar. If I was a casting director, I would have picked him out for his brimming ambition. Unfortunately, the presence before him now wasn't a director.
Ah, auditions. That's right. This is also an audition. There was a shortage of data. I just entered when it was monetized at 7 p.m.
What are you talking about?
Now. All of you relax in your seats and listen to me. From now on, I will tell you something very important.
My chest was becoming stuffy.
What? Quickly get off the train. Somebody call a captain.
What are they doing without the cooperation of the citizens?
Mother, what is that? A cartoon?
There was no doubt about it. This was the development I knew. I didn't want to be mixed up in this. But there was no way. The people present wouldn't listen to the small and cute-looking CG creature. The only thing I could do was stop Yusanga, who was trying to get up from her seat. Yusanga-shi, it is dangerous, so stay here.
Huh?
Yusanga's eyes widened. I spoke during a moment of bewilderment, but there was no way to explain what I understood. To be exact, I didn't have to explain.
You are really loud.
There was a presence with a stronger persuasive power than anyone else right now.
I told you to be quiet.
I closed my eyes slowly as the dokebi's eyes turned red. Something burst and the subway became silent. There was a big hole in the forehead of the unknown actor who had gone to the audition. The man who had spoken several times collapsed on the spot.
This isn't a movie shoot.
There was a cracking sound once again. This time it was the person talking about the captain.
It isn't a dream. It isn't a novel either.
One, two. Blood sprayed into the air as the heads of some people started to burst. They were all people who had protested against the dokebi, as well as the ones who screamed or went wild.
Those who caused the slightest fuss had a hole in their heads. Suddenly, the subway became a bloodbath.
This isn't the reality that you know. Do you understand? So everybody shut up and listen to me.
More than half the people present here died. Blood and body pieces filled the subway. Now the people didn't scream. Like primitive apes in front of a powerful predator, everyone just watched the dokebi with terror. I was surprised and held tightly onto the shoulder of Yusanga, who was hiccuping. This was real. The strange message which entered my ears, the dokebi which appeared in front of me, the train card that had become a bloodbath.
Everyone, your lives have been nice so far. Isn't that right?
In the special needs seating area, an elderly grandmother met the eyes of the dokebi.
You have been living too long for free. Isn't life too generous? You were born and paid no price for the breathing, eating, pooping, and breathing. You really live in a good world.
Free? No one on the subway lived for free. The people strived to make money in order to survive, and they rode the subway on the way home from work. Yet at this moment, no one disrupted the dokebi's words.
But now the good days are over. How long can you continue living for free? If you want to enjoy happiness, isn't it common sense to pay a price? Isn't that right?
The gasping people couldn't answer. Then, at that time, someone carefully raised their hand.
Do you want money?
I wondered what type of person could speak in the middle of this situation, but surprisingly, I knew his face.
Yusangashi, isn't that department head Han of the finance team?
Right.
There was no doubt. He had friends up top in the company, and was the number one person newcomers avoided. It was Han Myung-ul.
I'll give you my money. Take it. Please note that I am a person like this.
Department head Han pulled out his business card as people cheered him on. It was the atmosphere of a savior fighting against terrorists.
How much do you want? A big one or two?
He was offering a sum of money that was overly large for a department head of a subsidiary company. There was a rumor that Han Myung-ul was the youngest son of the leader of the affiliate company, and now I thought it might be true. I couldn't carry that many checks in my wallet.
Are you giving me money?
That's right. The cash I have right now isn't much, but I can give you anything if you let me out of here.
Money. Good. A plant fiber that many humans mutually agree on.
The department head's expression brightened. It was an,
indeed, money is everything expression.
How pitiful.
Now, this is all I have.
It only applies in your time and space.
Huh?
At the next moment, flames appeared in the air, and the checks in the department head's hands burned up. Department head Han let out a scream.
That paper has no value in the macrocosm world. If you do this one more time, I will blow away your head.
Fear once again spread out on the faces of the people present. It was easy to read what they were thinking because it was just like the novel. What the hell will happen now? Only I knew what was going to happen in the future.
Phew, the debt is piling up during the time when you are noisy. Well, yes. Rather than explain it 100 times, isn't it quicker for you to make some money yourself?
The dokebi's horns rose like they were antennas, and its body floated to the ceiling of the train. A moment later, a message rang out.
BI-7623 channel is open. Constellations have entered.
A small window emerged in front of everyone's blank eyes.
The main scenario has arrived. Main scenario 1. Proof of value. Category main. Difficulty F. Clear conditions. Kill one or more creatures. Time limit, 30 minutes. Compensation, 300 coins. Failure. Death. The Dokkaebi smiled faintly as it became transparent and disappeared into the next space. Then good luck, everybody! Please show me an interesting story. Chapter 4, Episode 1. Starting the Paid Service. 3. People reacted differently after the Dokkaebi disappeared. Some people tried to get out of the train, while others called the police. Yusanga belonged to the latter group.
Police. The police aren't answering. What should I...
Calm down, Yusanga-shi, I said, staring straight into Yusanga's own unfocused eyes. Yusanga-shi, have you ever played the game that the development team made? A game where the world is destroyed and only a few people survive?
Huh? What are you say?
Think about it. We are in a game right now. Yusanga silently licked her lips.
Game.
It is simple. Don't hesitate to do as I tell you. Understood?
Understood. What should I do?
Stay still. Finally, I slowly controlled my breathing. I too needed time to properly accept all of this. Three ways to survive in a ruined world. The descriptions that existed only in the novel were now unfolding right before my eyes. The Dokkaebi stretched out its antenna. The bodies scattered like trash in the carriage. The bloodied office worker shaking. An old lady groaning in her seat. I watched every scene intently. It was like Neo in The Matrix, who suspected reality. Observing, questioning, and then eventually being convinced. I had to admit it. I didn't know the reason why, but there were no doubts about it. Ways of survival had become a reality. Let me think. How should I survive in this new world? Come on, everybody! Everybody calm down! Start breathing calmly! Someone stepped forward exactly 5 minutes after the Dokkaebi disappeared. He was a sturdy man with short-cut hair, one head taller than the average height. Are you calm yet? Please stop your actions and pay attention to me for the moment. The people sobbing or making calls stopped. Once everybody's eyes were gathered on him, the big man opened his mouth again. As you know, in the event of a national disaster, small disturbances can cause large human casualties. That's why I will now control the situation.
What? Who are you?
A national disaster? What are you saying? Some people were belatedly recovered and strongly resisted the word control. Then the young man pulled a government official card out of his wallet. I am currently an army lieutenant serving the 6502 unit. Some people's faces became relieved.
A soldier. He's a soldier.
However, it was too early to be relieved. I just received a message from my unit. People gathered in front of the soldier's smartphone. I was able to read the contents without difficulty because I was near it. A level 1 national disaster situation has occurred. All troops gather quickly. I could hear gulps all around me. It was a national disaster situation. I wasn't surprised because I had already expected this. In fact, I was surprised because of something else. Army Lieutenant Lee Hyun-sung. That Lee Hyun-sung was this man. I knew who he was. It was the first time actually seeing his face, but his name was clear in my head. He was clearly one of the main supporting actors of Ways of Survival. Steel Sword, Lee Hyun-sung. A character from the novel had appeared. Now I really had to acknowledge the situation.
Soldier Neem, what is happening?
I've been trying to contact my unit, but...
The Blue House, what is the Blue House doing? Please, contact the President quickly.
I'm sorry, I'm just an ordinary soldier, and I don't have a hotline to the Blue House. Lee Hyung-sun explained.
Then why are you taking control?
As for the safety of all citizens. As Lee Hyung-sung calmly responded to the absurd questions, I realized that the descriptions in the novel weren't wrong. However, did Lee Hyung-sung originally appear like this? While thinking about these complicated questions, I had a strange hunch. As the only reader of Ways of Survival, I could assure you that Lee Hyung-sung's first appearance wasn't like this.
The point at which he appeared in the novel was at the end of the first scenario. Then, what was this situation? My mind became confused. I would know more clearly if I could read Ways of Survival once again. The Prime Minister is making a speech. It really is a level one disaster. Everyone turned on their smartphones at someone's cry. Yu Song-ah turned her screen towards me.
Dok Jashi, look at this.
There was no need to enter a search term. It was because the first result for all portal sites was Prime Minister's speech. Of course, I already knew the content of the video. To all my fellow citizens, unidentified terrorists are currently active in an unspecified number of areas, including Seoul. The contents of the speech were simple. The current government would mobilize all means and methods to fight the terrorists. Thus, everyone should confidently continue with their lives. I hadn't much thought of it when I read the novel, but now I was a bit shocked when hearing those words. Terrorism. Yes, that would be more comfortable.
But where's the president? Why is the Prime Minister making a speech?
The president's already been hit.
What? Really?
I'm not sure. A neighbor comment?
Shit, then this is fake!
Of course, I knew it wasn't a fake comment.
What?
People dropped their phones as gunshots were heard from all over. It originated from their smartphones.
Shk!
There was a loud sound, and blood filled the screen. After a moment, people held their breaths as they realized what had happened.
Prime Minister!
The Prime Minister had died. His head had exploded in real time. There were several more sounds like gunfire before the screen became silent. The next thing that appeared on the screen was a dokebi.
Everyone, I've told you already. This isn't a game like terrorism.
People were at a loss for words as their mouths gaped open like dumb goldfish.
Do you still not understand? This won't do. Do you still feel like this is a game?
It felt so ominous because his tone was so relaxed. Subconsciously, I made a fist using all my strength.
According to the data, the people of this country are very good at games. So why don't I try raising the difficulty?
Beep. A huge timer appeared in the air. At the same time, it started decreasing rapidly. The remaining time has been decreased by 10 minutes. There are 10 minutes remaining. If the next killing doesn't occur within the next 5 minutes, all lives in the carriage will be wiped out.
What? Is this a joke? Didn't you hear that message right now? Hey, didn't you hear it? Soldier Neem, what do we do now? Why isn't the police coming?
Everyone calm down and listen to me. The words of the dokebi caused the situation in the carriage to become so severe that Lee Hyung-sung couldn't fix it all. I could feel Yu Song-ah gripping my collar tightly. Still, I couldn't shake off the incongruity of the situation. Lee Hyung-sung, a supporting character, had already appeared. So why hadn't he emerged? According to what I knew, I should have seen him by now.
There's a murder back there!
The scene from the 3907 train car could be seen through the aisle window. The complexion of the killer in that carriage was white.
We have to keep him out! Don't let anyone in!
People held tightly to the iron door, but it wasn't necessary. The enemy wasn't in there in the first place.
All types of access to the carriage will be restricted until the scenario is complete.
Along with this message, people were thrown back from the iron door like they had hit a transparent barrier.
What is this?
Once again, the voice of the dokebi rang out.
There are some places that are quite fun while other places haven't started yet. Okay, this is a special service. I will show you what will happen if nothing occurs in the next 5 minutes.
A giant screen appeared on the subway. The place that appeared on the screen was a classroom. Girls in their navy blue school uniform were shaking. A boy bit his fingernails and muttered,
"Is that the school uniform for Daebong?"
Beep, 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 beep. An ominous beeping sound was heard, and then the high school girl starting to scream.
The given time has run out. Paid settlement will begin.
Once the announcement ended, the heads of the high school girls sitting in the front row exploded. One by one again, more and more heads exploded. The high school girl screamed and ran towards the classroom doors or windows. How? Cleaning tools broke and nails were torn out, but the doors didn't open. No one could get out. The heads of the high school girls continued to burst, and then a high school girl strangled her friend, who died with a groan. After a while, the only thing that remained on the screen was the last schoolgirl looking around.
Bay 23515 Channel, Daebong Girls High School, Year 2, Class B Survivor, Lee Ji-hye.
The figure of the girl on the screen disappeared, and then the dokkaebi said,
"How is it? Interesting?"
The dokkaebi spoke with a smile, but people weren't looking at the screen anymore. The people who made eye contact were gradually moving away from each other.
Shit! What is this?
Even Yu Sang-ga released her hold on me. However, she didn't move away from me. Both my hands were freed and I turned on my smartphone. Why was that guy still not showing up? There was a mixture of information that I knew from the novel and the information that I didn't know. The only way to break through this situation was to read Laws of Survival again. However, where could I find the novel? The novel wasn't popular enough to be shared illegally. No, wait a minute. One attachment. I was stunned for a moment as I saw the notification on my smartphone. Perhaps. No? I was confused the moment I opened the mail attachment. The name of the attachment sent by the author was 3 Ways to Survive in a Ruined World, .txt.
Chapter 5, Episode 1, Starting the Paid Service, Part 4. Laughter emerged. I had to clear my eyes and look again to see if it was a lie. The file extension was txt. Then this meant that this person, the gift he sent me was a copy of his novel? You have obtained an exclusive attribute. The exclusive attribute skill has been activated. I heard the message in my ear after running the file. It wasn't surprising if the world had changed into Ways of Survival. All survivors of Ways of Survival had exclusive attributes and skills. I quietly said attribute window in my mind. After all, I needed to know the attribute I had received.
You can't activate the attribute window.
What? Once again, I tried to call out attribute window, but the result was the same. It was absurd. To think there was something like this? If I couldn't use the attributes window, then I couldn't know what attributes or skills I had. Knowing oneself and one's enemy allowed one to be invincible. However, this was a situation where I didn't even know myself, let alone my enemy. After staring into space for a while, I gave up and decided to read the text the author had given me.
Your reading speed has increased due to the effect of your exclusive attribute.
I didn't know what the attribute was, but it took me less than a minute to read the first act of Ways of Survival thanks to the attribute effect. Then I found it. The place where my finger had stopped was the beginning part of the work, where the main character was doing some action in the train scene. He saw the people gathered at the back door of the 3707 carriage. The wheel of the lighter he held tightly in his hand was cold. In this life, he absolutely couldn't make a mistake. He would use any means for his purpose. The expression of fear on people's faces. He didn't feel any guilt. Everything was fleeting. He looked at the people with merciless eyes. After a while, his fingertips moved. The fire rose. Then it all started. A chill went down my spine. I had to read the passage again and again. The reason for my discomfort was soon revealed. 3707. I reflectively checked the number of the carriage I was riding. 3807. The carriage I was in right now was behind the carriage that the protagonist was riding. My hands shook slightly. Wait a minute. How many people originally survived this carriage? He looked through the blurred window at the 3807 carriage. It was already too late. It was inevitable. Anyway, only 2 people survived in that carriage. Only 2 people survived. It meant that everyone had died except for 2 people. I already knew who those 2 people were. I raised my head and looked blankly at Yu Sang-ga. Maybe this woman would die. Me as well.
Dokja-si, shouldn't we stop this?
Something was starting in the place where Yusunga pointed. There was a sound of groaning. A young man was crouching down in front of the elderly woman.
Shit, I'm in a bad mood, and this old lady keeps whining and groaning. Won't you shut up?
The young man was a male student who had been leaning against the entrance. He was thin and had dyed white hair. His name was written on the badge attached to his uniform. Kim Namwoon. It was a name that I knew. Only Lee Hyun-sun and Kim Namwoon survived in that carriage. It doesn't matter. They are the only two I need anyway.
Didn't I tell you to shut up?
The agitated Kim Namwoon grabbed the grandmother's collar. The grandmother's powerless legs staggered, and Kim Namwoon's palm moved through the air. Slap. Slap. In normal times, somebody would run to stop this, but now nobody was moving. It wasn't long before the slaps changed to punches.
Save me! Save me!
I could hear the sound of a hard fist hitting flesh. Some of the men around Kim Namwoon hesitated, but none of them wanted to go forward. Surprisingly, the first person to act was Han Myung-go.
Young man, for you to be treating an elder like this!
However, all he got in reply was a voice mixed with scorn.
Mister, do you want to die? What? You still don't understand the situation. What bullshit is this brat saying?
Kim Namwoon only laughed at the cursing Han Myung-go. He pointed his finger to the ceiling of the subway carriage with his finger.
Can't you see that?
On the ceiling, a holographic screen was playing.
Spare me!
Die! Die!
It wasn't just the train carriages or Daebong High School. This was a live video of people dying all over the country. Kim Namwoon continued speaking.
You still don't understand. The army isn't coming to rescue us, and somebody must die. What are you saying? We have to choose a person to die.
Han Myung-go wasn't able to answer. The hairs of his exposed wrist were standing up.
Of course. I know what you are thinking. You have to kill your fellow countrymen to live. It is something only sons of bitches will do. But you know, it is a situation beyond our control. Beyond our control. We will die if we don't kill. Who will blame us? Are you going to die in the end because of your morals? That? Think carefully. The world you have known so far has just ended.
Han Myung-go's shoulders trembled. It wasn't only Han Myung-go. Cracks were showing in the eyes of the other people present. It was a scene where their vague sense of morality was collapsing. Kim Namwoon put a wedge in that crack.
A new world requires new laws.
Kim Namwoon was the young man who adapted to the world of ways of survival the fastest. He turned around and resumed punching the grandmother. This time, nobody stopped him. Not Han Myung-go, the other men, or even Lee Hyun-sung. The soldier's fists were trembling as he stared into the air with a lost expression. Maybe he had also made a decision.
Ugh. It is hard to kill. Are you just going to watch? Do you want to fall behind?
People trembled at Kim Namwoon's words. Their facial expressions were as easy to read as the sentences in a cheap novel.
There's no killing in 5 minutes. Everyone in this carriage will die.
The emotions in the eyes of the people were changing. If the grandmother doesn't die, we will die in 5 minutes. They now held the most primitive emotion that a living creature could have.
Yes, this bastard is right. If we don't do this, everyone will die.
The first man rushed towards Kim Namwoon. He kicked the old lady who had collapsed and was curled up.
Have you forgotten? Someone must die so we can live. Ah, fuck, I don't know.
The second and third. The people were standing at an aloof distance away from the grandmother, the cowardly men who had been lingering, the university student filming this with their phone, the mother of the child, and Han Myung-go. They all lynched the grandmother, aiming for her death.
Die! Die quickly!
They were like guards cooperating for the death penalty, like guards pulling the lever at the same time so they couldn't tell who killed the prisoner.
these people passively kicked and punched the grandmother. And I was watching all of this. I was standing by, like someone watching something happening in another world. The grandmother whose name I didn't know was someone who wasn't meant to live. In the original scenario, the grandmother died. So, it wasn't a sin to observe that death. At that moment, Yusanga got up. "You will be killed." I grabbed her reflexively. "I told you not to move." The arm I was holding was shaking. Yusanga made tight fists in an attempt to hide her trembling. I know. "Yusangashi, you will die if you go now." Yusanga's eyes were shaking with fear. Even so, I realized it. Despite the genre of the story changing, some people still shone brightly. "Yusangashi, sit down." However, the person who could change this story wasn't Yusanga. Yusanga wasn't the protagonist of this world. "Huh? But..." "Do as I say, just this once. I won't interfere after that." After forcibly putting Yusanga back in her seat, I took a deep breath and turned around. I straightened my back and shook as I exhaled, loosening my ankles and wrists. In fact, it was a little early to come forward. This wasn't my plan originally. "Dokdashi..." I didn't answer her call as I looked at the people, the ones who were intent on assaulting the grandmother. I wasn't staying still because I was afraid of Kim Nam-woo and the people, nor did I consent to their inhumanity. I was just waiting. It was for this moment that I had to move. Thus, Kwang! Right now. "Ach, what?" An explosion filled my ears and the train shook. People cried out as smoke rose from the front right corner of the carriage. It had started. So I moved. I kicked off from the ground as hard as I could with my right foot, passing by the people screaming and sitting down towards the grandmother. "What? Ugh!" Kim Nam-woon collided with me and fell to the ground with a scream. At first glance, it seemed like I was saving the grandmother, but that wasn't what I was aiming for. Where was it? I looked around quickly. Somebody had fallen toward the grandmother due to the explosion. It was a kid crying in the middle of this hell. The kid who was holding the insect collecting net before. "Excuse me a moment." I took the net from the child. Once I put my hand into the net, the chitin of the grasshopper reached my fingertips. I took one out and placed it in the kid's hands. Then I turned towards the people. "Everybody stop! You can't live if you kill the grandmother." My voice was surprisingly clear due to the temporary silence after the explosion. One by one, people started looking at me. "Let's say you kill the grandmother. What's next?" Their surprised faces looked good. "Then, let me tell them a bit more. The grandmother's death will be recognized for what the Dokkabi calls the first murder, and some time will be bought. Then, what next?" "If what the Dokkabi says is true, you each have to kill one thing. So, who will you kill after the grandmother? Will you kill the person next to you?" The people who thought about something retreated from each other. Horror filled their eyes. In fact, everyone knew. The grandmother was just the beginning. Kim Nam-woo noticed the shaky atmosphere.
"What are you all worried about? Then kill him next! Cowards! Don't worry about your turn in advance. The odds are equal!"
I figured Kim Nam-woo would say something like this. With a slight wave of my hand, I cut him off. "There is no need to gamble like that. There is a way for you to survive, even if you don't become a killer."
"What? What is it?"
The people became greatly agitated, and Kim Nam-woon's expression distorted. "Have you forgotten? The scenario clear condition wasn't to kill a person." Most of them were still puzzled, but a few people noticed something.
"Kill one or more living things."
That's right. From the beginning, the word person had never been specified in the contents of the scenario. Kill one or more living things. In other words, any life was possible. A quick-witted person shouted at the collection net in my hand, "Insect! Insects!" The locusts and the grasshoppers were jumping around in the collection net. Looking at them, the eyes of the people shone. I nodded. "That's right, the insects." Then I put my hand into the net and took out a grasshopper. It was a chubby one that I had seen earlier.
Give that to me, quickly! One only! I just need one!
I stepped back slowly as I looked at the approaching people. Right now, I was facing the explosive madness that had tried to kill the grandmother, yet a smile emerged on my face. Why? Even in this breathtaking tension, why was my heart beating with joy? Would you like it? I waved the net like a trainer provoking an animal. Several impatient people leaped towards me.
Then keep it!
I smashed the grasshopper in my hand.
You have achieved the first kill achievement. 100 coins have been earned as an additional compensation.
At the same time, I threw the net in my other hand as hard as possible to the opposite side of the area where the grandmother and the crowd were gathered.
This is crazy!
The insects were released and jumped as hard as they could for freedom. Chapter 6, Episode 1, Starting the Paid Service, Part 5. People panicked as they saw the insects running around the carriage.
Hey! Why would you do such a thing?
While some people were staring blankly, the quick-witted pushed towards me.
You son of a bitch!
You better find them soon. There's only 3 minutes left. These words were a signal as people started to look everywhere among the subway seats like beasts who had lost their mind.
I got it! Ah!
The joy of those fortunate enough to obtain an insect, as well as the malicious attacks on them, caused the carriage to become chaotic.
Hey, why did you do that? Couldn't you have just given them the insects?
Looking back, I saw Kim Namoon raising his body. I responded cautiously to Kim Namoon, who was stretching his neck. There are 12 people remaining.
Huh?
There were 3 insects left in the collecting net. Kim Namoon frowned for a moment before smiling broadly.
12 to 3? Yes! Not all of them can survive anyway. So you threw the thing?
Yes.
Don't make me laugh.
Huh?
A person with common sense wouldn't do such a thing for that reason.
Kim Namoon's smile widened.
Tell me honestly. You just wanted to see this scene, didn't you?
I recalled the Kim Namoon that I knew from Ways of Survival. At this moment, I heard a message in my ear.
Exclusive skill, character list, is activated.
Next, a window opened in front of my eyes. I still didn't know exactly what my attribute was, but I looked at the window in front of me.
Character summary. Name, Kim Namoon. Age, 19. Sponsor, none. 2 constellations are currently showing interest in this person. Exclusive attributes. Chunibyo. General. Exclusive skills. Unusual adaptability level 3. Knife fighting skills level 1. Blackening level 1. Overall stats. Physique level 3. Strength level 4. Agility level 6. Magic power level 4. Overall evaluation. A Chunibyo who was blackened by a special occasion. It is recommended that you don't get involved with him.
Most of the Chunibyo that appeared in Ways of Survival committed suicide because they couldn't endure the nightmare that had become real. However, the Chunibyo before me, Kim Namoon, was different. He was the delusional demon, Kim Namoon. The young man, who would later become known by his nickname, wasn't an ordinary Chuni. This young man had been waiting for the destruction of the world for a long time and adapted to this world with an unusual speed.
Team up with me. How about it?
The young man was now making an offer to me.
The character Kim Namoon has a favorable impression of you. Your understanding of the character Kim Namoon has increased.
My immediate survival was guaranteed if I held hands with Kim Namoon. If I hadn't read Ways of Survival, my choice might have been a little different. I'm sorry, but I like to be alone.
Really? It is regrettable.
Kim Namoon licked his lips lightly and stood close to me.
Then can you step aside? I have something to do with that old lady behind you.
Hearing his words, I looked to see that the bleeding and collapsed grandmother was barely breathing.
What do you want? Do you have to ask?
You aren't catching insects?
Insects? Why would I catch that?
Kim Namoon laughed.
I already have a caught insect in front of me.
I could feel Kim Nam-woon's murderous spirit. The character that had only existed in the novel was facing me with vivid madness. Therefore, I felt a little bit in awe. Kim Nam-woon was really the person I had imagined. The character Kim Nam-woon has a slight decrease in favorability.
What are you looking at? Aren't you going to move aside quickly?
It is tough.
What?
I won't move aside.
Are you now going to imitate the Apostle of Justice? Do you have multiple personalities?
I didn't answer. A dark shadow slowly crept onto Kim Nam-woon's face, and his shining eyes were becoming cold.
No. Wait a minute. Did you really throw that net over there to do this from the beginning? Really? You want to save the grandmother? Amazing! Really amazing. No? Yes?
I still didn't answer. I looked closely at this guy. Old memories resurfaced.
Ugh. It turns out you are the type of person I hate most. All old bastards are the same.
They were the memories of all the times I had been frustrated by this brat during Ways of Survival. The character Kim Nam-woon despises you. What did you say? I considered the timing and lowered my head, avoiding the fist that flew before the words were even over.
Ah, not bad, Kim Nam-woon muttered.
Despite knowing it was coming, I felt a sense of heat from above my head. It wasn't an ordinary punch. Blackening, level 1. A dark aura rose from Kim Nam-woon's body. This was the exclusive skill of the Chunibyo attribute. It was rare to release a skill before the end of the first scenario, but Kim Nam-woon was already showing a skill. There was a reason why the main character had recruited him, despite his psychopath nature.
Pyok!
After he hit it, my right shoulder spasmed. There was no way to win if I kept fighting this way.
Should I use that now?
I was calculating the time when I heard the message.
Your understanding of the character Kim Nam-woon has increased. You are close to the conditions of use for the exclusive skill Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint, level 1.
Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint? What was this?
The conditions of use for the exclusive skill Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint, level 1, have been reached.
Kim Nam-woon's fist missed me and struck the ground.
What? Haven't I become stronger?
A faint fist mark was left on the ground. Kim Nam-woon was realizing his current strength little by little. The fist that could break bone with a single blow kept hitting the ground. Kim Nam-woon was frustrated and couldn't control his temper.
Ugh, why can't I hit you?
Of course, he couldn't hit me. It was all thanks to my second skill.
Exclusive skill, Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint, level 1, has been activated.
As soon as the skill was activated, I was able to observe Kim Nam-woon's attacks like I was reading his inner thoughts. For example, like this.
Right side.
I quickly moved from the direction of the attack.
Right eye.
Then I quickly bent and avoided the flying fist.
You're really good at not being hit!
It was unreasonable to counterattack because I was poor at sports, but at least I could avoid most of the attacks.
Left thigh.
The important thing was to buy time. I avoided Kim Nam-woon's fist and pointed at the clock in the air. There are 2 minutes left, kid. The distressed Kim Nam-woon alternated looking between me and the grandmother.
Damn it!
At the moment of choice, Kim Nam-woon's gaze was fixed on the grandmother's side. I was forced to grab the grandmother and roll away. If the grandmother died, Kim Nam-woon would clear the scenario. No matter what, I absolutely couldn't send this guy over to the next scenario.
I knew you would move something like that.
As Kim Nam-woon took something out of his bag, I had an ominous feeling. A blade shone in the fluorescent light. It was a portable MacGyver knife. I had forgotten. This guy was a diehard military otaku. There was a link between the technical skill knife fighting and the strengthening skill blackening. The direction the blade was pointing was obvious.
Heart.
It was an attack, so it couldn't be avoided even if I knew the direction. So I made a quick judgment. If I couldn't avoid the attack, it was better to be hit somewhere with minimal damage if possible.
Chick!
The blade narrowly missed my heart and made a deep cut in my shoulder. It hurt. It really hurt. There was a searing pain in my skin. My vision shook, and it felt like death was approaching. Ha! Now die! The remaining time to the end of the scenario was 1 minute and 30 seconds. I glanced towards the grandmother. I was sorry for the grandmother, but now I really had to use that. Chungil High School. Second year, Kim Namwoon. I have one question for you.
What?
Do you think an insect egg is a living thing? I took out the body of the grasshopper I had killed earlier from my pocket. The plump egg sac was clearly abundant. There was a sound of something popping, and something fluid spilled out. The disgusting feeling spread over my hand as I heard the message.
You have killed a living thing. 100 coins have been earned as an additional compensation. You have killed a living thing. 100 coins have been earned as an additional compensation.
Multiple messages bombarded my ears. Kim Namwoon frowned.
Insect egg? What the hell do you mean? Are you trying to waste time?
I guess so.
How would I know something like that? I was always sleeping in biology class.
Kim Namwoon looked at my bloody shoulder and laughed happily.
But there is one thing I know for sure. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
You will die right now.
Kim Namwoon moved his Swiss army knife before I could answer. It was an attack that was hard to avoid.
A large number of coins have been acquired. Do you wish to check the coin usage tips?
I admitted the explanation that entered my ears. There was no need to listen when I already knew the contents.
No, it is you who will die,
I spat out while inwardly muttering something else.
2,700 coins have been invested into physique. Physique level 1 has been upgraded to physique level 10. Your physique level has increased dramatically. The durability of your body has greatly increased.
Kim Namwoon's knife penetrated toward my heart. To be exact, it looked like it was penetrating. My skin was like solid rock. The only thing that remained on it was a scratch. Kim Namwoon's eyes showed that he was astonished.
How?
I'll tell you the correct answer to my question. The answer is, an egg is a living thing.
What?
And in spawning season, grasshoppers lay more than 100 eggs at a time. Egg. Living thing. 100. Unfortunately, the time left to understand the meaning of the information was too short for the schoolboy with a bad brain.
What are you saying?
It doesn't matter if you don't understand. There is 1 minute left. Now fear appeared on Kim Namwoon's face.
Ah! Die! Die!
The knife moved toward my neck. I didn't even bother defending against the attack.
Kong!
Was it because the area was a little more vulnerable than the chest? The wound was a little deeper than before, but it still didn't hurt much. Kim Namwoon. Behind Kim Namwoon, there were people who were still crawling and looking for insects, as well as those who were willing to hurt each other for their own survival. You are right. I'm the same type of human as you. Maybe I could have saved those people.
Shit! Why won't you die? Why won't you just die?
55 seconds. 50 seconds. 45 seconds. The knife kept leaving only scratches. Blood flowed, but the blade couldn't reach under the skin. There were 30 seconds left when Kim Namwoon opened his mouth. He dropped the knife and knelt before me.
Save me! Save me!
25 seconds.
Save me! Please! Help me!
Why should I? 20 seconds.
People's lives are important! That's obvious!
That is the rule of the old world. It is just as you said. A new world requires new laws. 10 seconds.
I don't want to die!
5 seconds. Kim Namwoon ran at me with a loud scream and aimed for my eye. The moment that the knife tried to dig at my retina.
The given time has run out.
There was a loud sound, and Kim Namwoon's head exploded.
Paid settlement will begin.
Beginning with Kim Namwoon, people's heads started exploding everywhere. 1, 2, 3, 4. The bursting heads were like fireworks announcing a new era. I watched the scene with a bit of joy, a bit of guilt, and a mysterious feeling. Why? Why was I so calm at the sight in front of me? It was like I was looking at a novel.
You have killed 124 living things. Kill history. 1 grasshopper, 123 grasshopper eggs. You have killed non-resistant living things, so the number of coins you have acquired is reduced by half. 620 coins have been acquired. The number of coins used for the stats level up is automatically subtracted. You have a total of 3,500 coins. The mass murder achievement has been gained through excessive killing.
My face could be seen in the darkened window of the carriage. It was a face I had never seen before, despite looking into the mirror countless times in my life. I wiped at the blood on my cheeks. The blood wasn't erased. It turned out to be blood on the window. There was a lurching feeling, and the train started to move again. It made the familiar train noise. Soon, light flooded in, and the darkness was lifted from the windows. We had arrived at the surface ground station of Line 3 between Apgujeong and Oksu. Outside the window, the Han River and Seoul were revealed.
Ah!
Someone let out a moan. It was a moan which contained the deep relief they had survived. However, it didn't take long for the meaning of that moan to change.
Ah! Ah!
The landscape outside the window was no longer the Seoul that they knew. Smoke and dust rose from the ruined city. The Han River bridges had collapsed. The Han River itself was red with the bodies of soldiers, while among the fallen buildings, a monster was trampling on a K-1 tank like it was a toy.
Main Scenario 1. Proof of value has ended. 300 coins have been acquired as a basic clearance reward. 100 coins has been reduced for the channel usage fee. Additional compensation settlement will begin.
One world was destroyed, and a new world was born. And I was the only reader who knew the ending of this world.